Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and this is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. This episode, if you don't know already from the title, is Pick'ems. And so this week, we do not have the results of Pick'ems from last week. We're going to make y'all all wait till the end of the season for the final 2 weeks to bring in the final standings. All I will say is that James better not have another 5-0 week or I'm done with this shit. So. Jason, without the stats to go over, I guess we can jump right into games.
It's all about the game, you fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. We make it. I will deliver the pain. You can't take it. I'm in control.
And we are here in week 18. Pour one out for the regular season. Just like that, the season is over. All the off-season waiting.
Went by quick.
Yeah, it always does, right? It always does. The next thing you know, you look up, it's Thanksgiving, and you're like, holy shit, the season's almost over, and now it's week 18. Like, holy shit, playoffs are about to start. Saints might make the playoffs. What? So we're on week 18. Another issue with week 18 is that few teams have started to clinch playoff spots or bye, so now you're looking at teams resting players. So there was a game that would have been really good this week, the Rams at the 49ers. Didn't pick it because I think the 49ers – are going to sit a bunch of guys. McCaffrey's dinged up. They'll sit.
So are the Rams.
The Rams have clinched a playoff spot. I don't know. Can they still adjust their seating, or are they kind of?
I think they'd rather Stafford and Kupp and Kyron Williams all rest. They've been dealing with injuries, so I think both of those teams are going to rest people.
Okay, so needless to say, I did not pick that game, but we do have we got some quality games here, and we will start off with one of our Saturday games on the AFC South, the Houston Texans. Coming off a win last week against the Titans, 26-3, made it look pretty easy. They traveled to Indy to play a Colts team that is also coming off a win against the Raiders, 23-20. Both of these teams are currently 9-7, so still a lot to play for from both of these teams. I think maybe the winner gets in the playoffs.
I don't think it's guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed, but obviously yep, helps themselves. Yep.
It's crazy that the Texans and Colts are playing for one of them is going to be a 10-win team, though.
Yeah.
They've both dealt with.
Yeah, it's wild. So this game's in Indy. Colts are favored by one.
I'm going to ride with CJ Stroud.
I am too.
I'm going to take the home team.
Wow. I'm going to go with the Texans as well.
Oh,
yeah. Playing real well. I don't know.
Seeing them in person made me respect them.
That's right. All right, our next game, game that Saints fans will be paying attention to, the Chicago Bears coming off an easy win this week against the Vikings, 33-10. They're sitting there at 8-8. They host the Bears of Chicago coming off a big win. God, I was almost going to be a Hakeem from Coming to America. The Bears are coming in. The Bears beat the Falcons last week, 37-17. Justin Fields has really been playing well. Again, trying to audition for his job next year since the Bears own the number one pick thanks to Carolina. So the Saints and their fans need the Bears to win this game. Otherwise, Green Bay gets ahead of us because of that game we blew early in the season. So stupid. This game's in Green Bay. Packers are favored by 3.
So the Bears are getting 3 at home?
No, the Bears are on the road. It's in Lambeau. Sorry.
Okay, so everything. Wait, this is Chicago and Green Bay?
Chicago yes. at Green Bay. Yeah, I kind of botched it when I did the explanation for it.
And Green Bay minus 3.
Yes.
I'll take Chicago.
I'm going to take the Bears as well.
As am I. I think the Bears are playing really well at the moment.
Do all of y'all just hope the Bears win?
Yes.
I've been picking the Bears lately.
But also, they're getting 3 points, so.
Yeah, the points is why I'm going to take the Bears, too. Everybody's crazy about Jordan Love after he's played a couple of decent games, but, I mean, this year, the Packers just beat the Lions and Chiefs and then lost to the Giants and Bucks in back-to-back weeks. They can lose to anybody.
Yeah.
So, Bears.
All right. Next game, we're gonna go over to the AFC. The Denver Broncos have been eliminated from the playoffs, but they won last week 16-9 over the Chargers behind Jarrett Stidham after all the Russell Wilson controversy. Former Saint Lil Jordan Humphrey had a nice 54-yard touchdown that made all the highlight clips. They traveled to Las Vegas to play a Raiders team that lost last week to the Colts 23-20. They're sitting there at 7-9. Season's over, but have been playing pretty well for their coach. This game is in Vegas, and the Raiders are favored by 2.5.
No Russell Wilson?
No Russell Wilson.
He's the backup
quarterback. He'll be there on the bench. Yeah, he'll be there on the sideline.
Second string.
Sean Payton's final game of the year, kind of like his first game of the year.
Did you say Cunnilingus?
I said final game of the year?
They lost the first kinda game of the year to the Raiders, 17-16.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Raiders, please.
Yeah.
I'm also going to interrupt Jeff's whatever explanation and take the Raiders.
Yeah.
Please keep going, Jeff.
Yeah, I just don't think Sean Payton actually finishes seasons strong. Now, for us, sometimes he was resting players, and that's why. But
have you never seen home team? They won the last game of the year.
Well, bring Kevin James in. Jason?
Give me.
You believe in Sean Payton?
He just wants to disagree with all of us.
Yeah. Fuck it. Give me Denver. That's it. It's fine. It's pick-ups. I can do what I want. It's my game. All right. And now our game of the week flex to Sunday Night Football for the AFC East title. The Buffalo Bills coming off a closer than expected win against the Patriots this week, 27-21. They travel to Miami to play a Dolphins team that just got crushed by the Ravens last week, 56-19. So still a lot to play for. Miami has clinched a playoff spot. Buffalo has not yet. But since Buffalo beat Miami early in the season, if Buffalo wins, they'll finish with the same record, and Buffalo will win the division. So this game's in Miami. The Dolphins are getting 3 points at home.
I don't like the 3 points, but I'm going to take the Bills. I'm scared that it's going to be closer than that, but I think the Bills win. I'll take the Bills.
I'm going to take
Miami have fallen off a cliff in the last couple of weeks, I think. So I'm also going to take Buffalo.
Well, and just to be fair with Miami, the games that they've played against good teams this year, so they've beaten the Chargers, the Patriots, the Broncos, lost to the Bills. They beat the Giants and Panthers, lost to the Eagles, beat the Patriots again, lost to the Chiefs, and they beat the Raiders, Jets, and Commanders, and then they've even lost to the Titans. Like, they've lost to every good team they've played. They just haven't played as many good teams.
Didn't they beat one good
team?
The
Cowboys.
Okay, that's it.
But the Cowboys on the road aren't – that was an ugly game, and the Cowboys on the road haven't been good. So that is their one quality.
How many injuries were affecting the Cowboys at the time? Did they have any
opt-outs or – people in the transfer portal.
They're kind of banged up right now, so I don't know when that game was, but if it was later in the season.
It was last week.
Oh, then yeah. Then Dallas is actually playing with some injuries. They're missing
guys. I just don't believe in the Dolphins. I think they're going to get smoked in this game.
Yeah, you actually, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to choose Miami to be different and try and create some separation, but you've just convinced me to stick with Buffalo. So thanks.
We can all be wrong together.
All right, and now our shitty game.
Wait, Jason, who'd you take?
I took Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Okay, it's a Buffalo four-way.
Buffalo four-way.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure there's another name for it, like a burning table or something.
It's a hot wing.
That guy did really set himself on fire this weekend, didn't he? Have you seen the video?
I saw that. Yeah. That's stupid. All right, and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go.
After taking a week off, the shitty game is back with a vengeance, and we are staying in the AFC East.
Oh.
The New York Football Jets coming off a loss last week to the Browns, 37-20. They travel to New England to play a Patriots team that lost to the Bills. New England sitting there 4-12. Most losses for a Belichick coach team, most losses for a Robert Kraft owned team at 4-12. I mean, what a just
absolute... Dude, Dennis Allen has won twice as many games as Bill Belichick this year.
God, when you put it that way, extend that, man. All right, it's in. This game is in New England, and the Pats are favored by 2.5.
Give me the Patriots.
Patriots.
I'm going to take the Jets.
I'm taking the Jets, too.
And those are your games for this week. We've got the Texans at the Colts. Colts are favored by 1. That's a Saturday game, so get your pick in early. We got the Bears at the Packers. Packers are favored by 3. Got the Broncos at the Raiders. Raiders favored by 2.5. The game of the week, we got the Bills at the Dolphins. Dolphins are getting 3 at home. And then in the shitty game, the Jets at the Patriots. Patriots favored by 2.5.
All right. That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can follow us on all socials. Just search for Dome Patrol podcast. And if you're in the UK, it's Dome Patrol UK. If you want to participate in game day chat, send us a DM and we'll get you an invitation to the Dome Patrol Discord server. And finally, don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app. Give each episode a 5-star rating. Give the podcast a 5-star rating. Make a comment. This is how it helps other Saints fans find the Dome Patrol podcast. So make sure you also can, if you can, set up auto downloads. That way you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast when you're online and when you're offline. So say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, barking donkeys.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.